Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The ADHD Productivity Manual by Ari Tuckman, PsyD. Is a practical nonfiction workbook focused on helping adults with ADHD improve productivity through concrete, testable strategies. Scheduled for release in 2045, the book reflects Tuckman's established approach of translating ADHD research and clinical insight into usable tools rather than abstract advice. Its central purpose is not to offer a one-size-fits-all system, but to help readers identify which methods actually work for their own attention, time management, and executive function challenges. The workbook format is significant because it encourages active experimentation, self-observation, and adjustment, which fits the reality that ADHD symptoms often affect consistency more than knowledge, positioned for both individuals with ADHD and the professionals who support them. The book aims to make productivity less about willpower and more about building external supports, reducing friction, and learning from real-world trial and error. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a workbook model built around testing what actually works. The workbook model also distinguishes this title from broader self-help books that treat productivity as a matter of general discipline. Tuckman's method assumes that readers may already know many standard tips and still struggle to execute them reliably. By asking users to try, compare, and revise, the book creates a process of discovery rather than compliance. That matters because ADHD often involves inconsistent performance, which can make people wrongly assume they need more information when they actually need better systems. The manual, therefore, aims to produce insight through direct experience. Readers are not only told what may help, but are guided to observe how their own attention, energy, and environment interact. In that sense, the workbook format is both a teaching method and a coping strategy, because it turns productivity into something measurable and adaptable instead of vague or moralized. Secondly, ADHD productivity as an executive function problem, not a motivation problem. This perspective also helps explain why ordinary productivity systems so often disappoint ADHD readers. Many mainstream methods depend on reliable internal self-management, but ADHD can make internal regulation inconsistent under stress, boredom, or distraction. Tuckman's approach is to treat these failures as expected design problems rather than personal defects. That makes the book clinically useful because it identifies where support is needed in external structure, reminders, and simplified task design. It also suggests that improvement is likely to be uneven, since some stages of work may respond better than others. For example, a person may be able to plan but not initiate or start but not finish. The value of the book lies in recognizing these patterns and helping readers respond strategically instead of globally. By explaining productivity through executive functioning, it gives adults with ADHD a more accurate map of their difficulties and a more realistic path toward change. Thirdly, external tools and structure as substitutes for unreliable internal time sense. The practical implication is that good productivity systems for ADHD often look more external and visible than those used by neurotypical readers. For example, tasks may need to be anchored to specific times rather than left as open-ended intentions, and transitions may need prompts that interrupt absorption before time gets lost. This is not just about reminders, it is about creating an environment that reduces the cost of forgetting and the friction of reorientation. The book's likely attention to these tools makes it especially relevant to adults whose main complaint is not inability to work, but chronic underestimation of time and repeated schedule collapse. Its value is that it treats structure as a form of support, not control. That position helps readers see that successful productivity with ADHD often depends less on internal discipline and more on designing systems that make the next step obvious, timely, and hard to miss. Fourthly, reducing friction to interrupt avoidance and automatic distraction. This approach is useful because it addresses a common failure mode in ADHD productivity efforts where people rely on intention alone. Good intentions are unstable when environmental cues are stronger than internal resolve. By recommending strategies that interrupt automatic habits, the manual recognizes that behavior is often triggered before conscious choice fully engages. That makes the book more practical than advice that focuses only on prioritization or positive thinking. It suggests that durable productivity gains come from designing around predictable vulnerabilities. In practice, this may mean creating pauses before distraction can begin, reducing exposure to tempting cues, and simplifying entry into important work. The deeper point is that productivity is not only about doing more, but about lowering the odds that attention will be captured by low-value alternatives. That kind of behavior design is especially relevant for ADHD, where attention can shift quickly and habits can become reflexive. Lastly, a realistic, non-shaming view of ADHD and the cost of daily inefficiency. The result is a book that should appeal most to adults with ADHD who want concrete methods rather than abstract encouragement. and to clinicians or coaches who need adaptable material for sessions. Its practical benefit lies in helping readers build systems that match ADHD realities, external structure, visible time cues, lower friction, and iterative testing. Its intellectual benefit is that it sharpens the understanding of productivity as a behavioral and executive function issue rather than a character trait. Compared with many books in the genre, it seems less focused on inspiration and more focused on implementation. In conclusion, the ADHD Productivity Manual is best suited to adults with ADHD who want practical help managing time, attention, initiation, and follow-through, as well as therapists, coaches, and other professionals supporting them. Its main value is that it treats productivity as a learnable and testable process rather than a personality trait or a matter of willpower. Readers can expect to gain a clearer understanding of why standard productivity advice often fails for ADHD, along with a more realistic framework for building external supports and reducing daily friction. What distinguishes this book from many others in the same category is the workbook format combined with Ari Tuchman's clinical credibility and his focus on usable. That makes it particularly useful for people who have already collected advice, but still need a method for turning ideas into consistent action. In a field crowded with broad self-help claims, this book stands out for being grounded, specific, and oriented toward real-world application. If you would like to support Ari Tuchman's ID, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.